Hello, family, and welcome. We are Bob and Penny Lord, and we'd like to bring you a little on New Age. We are created in the image and likeness of God. Before the fall, our world was meant to be a Garden of Eden. After our redemption by Jesus, it was supposed to be a New Jerusalem. However, Satan, the master of deceit, takes the beauty the Lord visualized for us, the life and the world he would have for us, and reworks it, masks the change so that what we see is just the slightest deformed resemblance of God's vision for his children. We call that twisted image New Age.
Brothers and sisters, don't let anyone convince you that the things you learned as a child, the beautiful truths the sisters taught you in grade school and high school, are not true. A young priest, newly ordained, shared with tears in his eyes that his greatest letdown when he entered the seminary was to find that all the stories Sister Mary Regina told him in grade school about God, Our Lady, the angels, and the saints were all lies. We wanted to take him in our arms, hold him, console him, and tell him they were not lies. They were true. They are true.
In New Age, one thing which stands out as a really sore point is the hating of God the Father. How can you hate God? He is so good, so loving, so unconditional. He is a faithful God to an unfaithful people. We make an impossible world to live in, create man-made diseases like leukemia and AIDS, abuse our bodies and minds with alcohol and drugs, and then blame God? Do they hate Jesus as well? While they're denying his divinity, are they also denying his crucifixion? Are they denying his total surrender for us? I hope they are. I hope they truly don't believe that he suffered and died for us. I hope they don't believe he was mortally wounded before he picked up his cross. I hope they don't believe that the cross he carried and was nailed to was so big for him that they had to dislocate his shoulder to get him on it.
We believe the New Age movement is a major threat, not only to our church, but to the world. Take it seriously, folks. Another of Satan's greatest weapons is indifference. It's a sin which can have far-reaching consequences. There are those who are trying to warn us about the New Age movement on one hand, while others are telling us not to take it too seriously. They try to get us to reject the idea of an organized conspiracy. They actually give us the impression that if we do believe there's a conspiracy afoot, we're paranoid. Are we overly apprehensive, or are their enemies infiltrated in our churches, our schools, our banks, police departments, and military establishments and major corporations? Are we doing anyone a service, especially the innocent, by playing down the seriousness of the situation?
The battle lines are drawn. We see armies lining up on opposite sides of the battlefield. On one side, there is the negative, Satan's soldiers, seducing, enticing, tempting, and dragging innocent souls to hell. But then on the other side is the positive side of the field. Satan is very aware of the activities of his worst enemy, Mary, Our Lady, the Mother of God. According to St. Louis Marie de Montfort, during the biblical times, Mary was virtually silent. What she said was powerful, but she said very little. In the end times, St. Louis Marie maintains that Mary will be another John the Baptist, heralding the second coming of Lord Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, only begotten Son of God.
When you're in church, do you have a feeling in the pit of your stomach and wonder if you're going mad? Do you say to yourself, did I hear right? Was that coming from the altar? What is happening to our church? Put on the armor of God. This is your church. You must defend it. We love you.
For more insights on this topic, join Bob and Penny Lord for their series, Super Saints, here on EWTN.